What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's JMS, and I am so excited to tell you my very first special is coming out on April 29th. Go to punchup.live/JMS, subscribe there, it's 100% free. You will get first access on April 29th when it drops over there. I can't wait. And also, if you want to see me live, I've got a bunch of shows coming up. I'm headed up the California coast and not coast. April 10th, I will be... I'm headed up the California coast and not coast. April 10th, I'll be in San Luis Obispo. April 11th, I am in Pleasanton, California. And April 12th, I am in Santa Barbara. Then I'm headed to Alaska, I'm coming your way, including a world premiere of my special on the 28th, the night before it comes out in Anchorage at Bear's Tooth. It's already filling up. It's almost halfway sold. Get in there. We've got amazing sponsorship by Sweet Caribou and Alaska Chip Company, and it's going to be so much fun. You're going to get to see it before everyone else. There'll be a Q&A. I have stand-up from one or two of my very funny friends, and it's just going to be a great time, so please don't miss it. I'm also coming to Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Cordova, Fairbanks, Talkeetna, Palmer. So head over to punchup.live/JMS and get your tickets. They are selling really fast. Alaska, you are really shining right now. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. A lot of people wait till the last minute. It stresses me out. And if I could stress anything, that would be so helpful to any artist you love and support. If you want to see them live, get the tickets the minute you find out about them. It helps us out so much. I know that's not always possible, but when it's possible, I'm actually running some deals right now. If you buy your tickets before April 15th for Alaska, because those are the ones I have control over because I put the tickets up myself, they are a little bit cheaper. So that's the deal. And also Tampa, use the code JMS. I will be there July 3rd. It's a pre-4th of July party. Use the code JMS. Save $5 if you buy before April 15th. Also, London, foggy London town. I already said that last time I recorded one of these, and I know you hated it, but you won't hate the show. June 1st. Don't miss it. My first time in London. Don't let it be my last. More dates to come in the fall, but the most important thing, please subscribe to my Punch-Up so you can get my specials, so you can see when I'm coming near you, so you can see other comics near you. And if you have not already, please, please, please go leave a rating and a review for this podcast. We're having fun. And I'm having fun. And I love you. And I'll see you out there. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Hey Idiots podcast. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton. I'm a stand-up comedian and the chief executive idiot over here. When I'm not rambling directly to you, I'm asking all your prying and sometimes ignorant questions to my guests, who are often experts, sometimes fellow comedian friends, and occasionally absolutely batshit insane people who have somehow tricked me into thinking they're knowledgeable about a topic. This podcast is 50% curiosity, 50% insanity, and 100% hilarious. If you like unfiltered rants, prying conversations about a variety of topics, and enjoy a lot of laughter with your learning, you're in the right place. Welcome home, idiots. Hey, idiots, it's me. I am here for a little solo episode. Feel like it's been a while and I've been putting out a backlog of guest episodes, and I just need to check in with you guys. Say what's up, see what's going on with you guys. I say as if I could hear you right now, but I hope what's going on is good, and I wanted to let you know some exciting news, if you're not already painfully aware from my 8,000 social media posts, and don't worry, more to come. My comedy special is dropping next week! If you have not already, there is a link in the show notes, punchup.live/JMS. Go sign up over there, that's where it's gonna be. I'm very excited, I'm very proud of it. Excuse me. That was disgusting. I don't know. I am very stressed out about the release, and here we are, you know? It's been a month, and because I'm feeling semi-okay in this moment, I am not going to dive deep into anything heavy, but I will tell you, for those who are unaware, I can't believe I just said that. I'm not going to dive into anything heavy, and now I'm about to say this next sentence. Lost my little brother. He's suicide. Okay. I don't want to make that seem uncaring the way I just delivered it. I'll talk about it more and someday in the near future, probably after I get over the anxiety of everything I'm dealing with, trying to still put out a special like a fucking psychopath, but what am I supposed to do? Push it off? Capitalism. I have to build my career. I live in hell. We live in hell. And so happy to be here, by the way. So yeah, if that sounded at all callous or like I'm not deeply hurt by it, it was just me trying to spit it out so that I could let you know that's where my head's been. If you wonder where I've been or why I haven't done solo episodes or why maybe some of my social media posts seem erratic or manic or whatever, and maybe I don't realize, there's an answer for you. On top of the fact that I am releasing a comedy special, which is a big, maybe the biggest moment of my career in terms of projects released, you know, I'm really excited to share the material with you guys. I feel good about it. I filmed it in New Orleans last year, and after a series of life events, I'm finally putting it out. By which I mean, I thought I would edit it faster, and by I thought I would, I mean, I thought I would get around to getting it to an editor and be more on top of it. But here we are, and that's enough about that. I just wanted to let you know, if you are interested in my stand-up comedy, there's a lot coming down the pipeline, and it would mean the world to me if you would please take 2 seconds and go click over there and join. Because here's the thing about that website. Not only are you going to get to see my special first, 100% free, there's some other content up there. I will be putting more exclusive content up there. And it tells me where in the world you are. I'm not going to spam you with email, but I will be able to email you when I'm coming to your city so that you don't miss me live. Because if you haven't seen me live, then you can only take my word for it. But also you could probably take the word of several of the idiots out there who have not only seen me live once, they've come back. I see them all the time when I go to their cities. They find me on the road, and it's just the most wonderful feeling. It's the best experience. Live comedy. Seeing me live is the best way to see me, but seeing comedy live in general is the best way to see comedy. And a cool thing that website does, this sounds like an advertisement. It's not. I just am very excited about punchup.live. When you make an account, you subscribe to me, it will suggest comedians that maybe if you like me, you might like them. Now, do I know if they have any specificity with that, the algorithm, if it actually does a good job of lining up comedians people like, or maybe it's just like, woman, lady. Honestly, if someone's over there, let me know, please. Sorry for yawning. I'm recording this at night. Another day of successfully waiting too long to go to the gym, and now my gym is closed. Oops. It actually is a huge problem. I have not been working out regularly because I've been a disaster, and I rented a dress from Rent the Runway for next week, because on next Monday, the day before my special drops, I'm doing a world premiere in my hometown of Anchorage, so they're going to do a screening at Beartooth Theater. If anyone is listening from Anchorage, get your tickets for that. They are almost gone, but there's still some good floor seats left, so grab them while you can. And I ordered a Rent the Runway because we're going to do a red carpet, and I'm real scared that I won't be SOL with this outfit. It might be fucking panic time. We shall see. Because your girl been, I'm not eating a lot, but I'm not moving. And that adds up. Anyway, what an emotional dump we've had. Also, listen, a lot of these solo episodes, I need feedback from you guys. I need you to go into the Idiots Facebook group. It's also linked in the show notes, or if you're already there, I want to know a couple things. So, I have about 4 more previously recorded episodes, 4 or 5, with guests coming down the pipeline. I was thinking of doing, and I already have one person lined up, so I'd have to cancel them. You know, one of these people already fall in this category, so what that I have previously recorded, but it's so funny. Usually, I don't notice how fast I talk, and I know it's too fast for a lot of people. I'm talking so fast right now, I'm aware of it, and that cannot be good. I was going to do like an alternative healing guest series. A little bit of it, I'll be honest, is probably selfishly motivated in that I want to get this info for my own actual knowledge for healing. But also, there's so many woo-woo things that, you know, we hear about that maybe not all of us have done or understand what they are. What the fuck is Reiki? You know, what is spiritual healing, you know? Or some of us maybe even think that traditional therapy is horseshit. So I wanted to interview some of these people. I want your honesty. And I'm going to interview them. There's like, it's going to be me. And, you know, there'll be skeptic questions. That's really my plan, is to go, what the fuck does this mean? Come on, whatever. There will be jokes made, I'm sure, because I make jokes all the time. I make silly things out of thin air. It's how I cope with being alive. Is it too much just for me? That's what I want to know. Hit me with the truth, idiots. Get in that group if you're like, I really have no interest in hearing you talk to healers and life coaches and Reiki practitioners and God knows what. I don't know. Some of the people, I put out a thread, and great idea and also a huge mistake at the same time somehow. And I say that because it worked so well. So many responses. And boy, am I overwhelmed by them. But I'm trying to comb through and book some more people. So all of that to say, do you give a flying fuck, or are you like, oh, already thinking about how I'm going to skip those? There is no wrong answer. I just want to know. I feel like I'm out of tune with the world lately. My brain is mush because of grief and stress and chaos. And I know I did some of that for a little while in the pandemic, was talking to not necessarily, healers, but people who helped out. You know, they were in businesses or worked for nonprofits that were all about self-care. And, you know, we had some girl boss types, and I enjoyed meeting all of them. But if you guys were like, we didn't love that, or if you're alternative, if you're like, yeah, I actually fucking wish you would do more of that. Love comedians. Sick of hearing you talk about stand-up. Would love to hear a little bit of different. Let me know. Because the truth is, all of that is to say, am I just going to slowly wean this into me being solo? And would anyone care? Anyway, this isn't going to be a classic Tuesday news day because I haven't looked at... I have in the past looked at the Facebook group, but I don't know. This isn't going to be a long one, to be honest with you guys. I do want to say the Pope is dead. And... you know, I don't think of myself as an especially powerful person whose movements or actions have any impact on the world at large, for the most part. But did he die right after I posted the one clip I've posted from my special to try to tease it, and also because it was Easter, was about how Jesus had a big dick. And I know that it's not what killed the Pope, but it does feel a little like hilarious, unfortunate timing. Like that it was just like, come on. The truth was out. I shared the truth, and the Pope was like, the jig is up. The answer's out there. That there's nothing more to the glory of this man than his giant Johnson. But on a more serious note, did he get to the White House and go, yeah, we're fucked. I can't save Earth. I gotta get out of here. What am I holding on for? Get the next guy in here. By the way, somebody shared... oh, fuck, I wish I knew who this was. it might have been, oh fuck, I have no clue because I was just doom scrolling. Someone shared a screenshot in my Instagram feed of one of the people being considered for Pope, and his name is Pier Battista Pizzaballa. I mean, his last name is Pizzaballa. If that man becomes Pope, that's not going to be his. That's not, like, the Pope name comes when you become a Pope, right? That can't possibly be his name that he's chosen, right? I mean, why wouldn't you, I guess, if it was a name? If I could choose the name Pizzaballa, wouldn't I? But I just, God is real and has a wild sense of humor if the next pope is a man named Pizzaballa with everything else going on in the world. Absolutely insane. And I'm going to talk about one more thing in the news that is blowing my mind, which is the fucking Blue Origin. Is that what it's called? Blue Origin? Yeah, why can't I think of the name of the rocket company? Whatever. Blue Origin. The all-female mission. Of course I'm going to mention it. I'm a fucking woman. And I'm not going to go on and on about how, I mean, honestly, the fact that Katy Perry and Gayle King were on there, what I want to know is who turned it down? There's no way they were the first picks. Katy Perry? Okay. Gayle King? Not a fucking chance. They went to Oprah and Oprah said, not a fucking chance. I don't even think after that they would go to Gayle next. Like, Gayle King? What was that? I mean, and how much money? That's what's crazy. You think about the fact that there are people lined up, signed up on a list for when we go to Mars. People willing to pay millions of dollars to get on one of these rockets, to be in one of those seats that Katy Perry was in. And they probably paid her because they wanted the press. And also, how fucking offensive to the two women who were actually engineers and astronauts that wasn't enough. That just getting female astronauts, it could have been a crew of all female scientists. But no, there were two people who actually worked in space aeronautics on that crew. And then a camera person, like media people, Katy Perry, the wife. Are they married? That girl, is she married to Jeff Bezos? Nepotism is even in rocket ships? Like, this is fucking crazy. And look, yeah, sure, a little bit of this is because I am jealous. I wish I was at a place where I was even fourth on the call list of maybe she'll do it. But the reality is, I would love, it's kind of how I feel about going on tour, but at such an, no pun intended, astronomically larger level. Like, I love being in new cities, doing my shows, meeting the people, seeing the town, experiencing the local culture. I love that part of touring. And of course, doing live comedy is the part I love the best, in front of new live crowds that are so excited. Traveling to different cities? Oh boy. Boy, do I hate it. Boy, who doesn't? Honestly, when people are like, I love to travel, I am now convinced what they mean is I love being other places. Oh, you love getting on an airplane? You love waking up at weird hours? And yeah, sure, maybe some people whose personality is, I love to travel, have enough money that they don't have to get flights at weird hours. I don't have that kind of money. Listen, I have access to the airport lounge. I am spoiled because of my American Airlines credit card, and I still hate traveling. Yeah, is it exponentially better, and I'm aware of that, and I'm grateful for that? Yeah. It's not even
the being at the airport, it's just the, like, act of having to get there, especially in LA, it's a whole fucking thing. It's, I mean, the cost to get to LAX in an Uber or a Lyft from where I live, when it's $60, it's like, jump on that. That's a steal. That's crazy. And if you are getting a Lyft or an Uber, you can't even just get them straight at the airport. You have to take a shuttle to a different area where Lyfts and Ubers come, and it's all jacked up. And I think it's always more expensive when you're actually at the airport, no matter where you are, because everyone's figured out that that's just something they can tax. The government went, ooh, a new thing to tax. And then the corporations went, oh, well, we're being taxed. And they doubled the prices, even though that's not how much tax is being taken out. And you just get dehydrated. You get tired even when you're not. I do.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
It's time to get ready for COSI's big science celebration. On May 3rd, COSI is hosting a huge free outdoor festival with over 100 science experiments, live music, and food trucks. This is perfect for all ages, and it's going to be so much fun. So bring your family and join mine for larger-than-life hands-on science activities hosted by NASA's Glenn Research Center, the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, the Boeing Company, and more. Don't miss COSI's big science celebration on May 3rd from 11 to 5. Find out more at COSI.org.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Changing time zones, and I'm exhausted. I also thought I had it better under wraps until this weekend, or last weekend, excuse me, when I came back from a 3-day trip, and Nate pointed out that, like, it destroys me. He's like, I don't think you realize how bad it is. I did 3 one-nighters in a row. He's like, do you understand you're not the same for a week after you come back? And I'm like, well, that's pretty problematic, considering a lot of the times after that week, I go do it again. And right after that, by the way, I was like, let's load up my calendar for the fall. Fuck it. Let me burn myself into the ground. Mama needs money. And more importantly, Mama needs to meet new audiences and get in front of new people and get to do the things she loves. Which brings me back to, please don't forget to get onto punchup.live/JMS so I can be in a city near you. And also, if you are in Alaska, I'm doing a bunch of cities. This is not the end of the episode quite yet, but I did feel like a right time to plug these, and I apologize if I'm over-plugging. It's a wild time, and I'm trying to make sure I don't underdo it, because I have a habit of doing that with big things, and so I might overdo it on accident. Not even on accident. It's marketing, and you're at my show. Of course I'm going to tell you about the things I have coming up anyways. And also London and Tampa. Tampa. Go get those tickets. I'm going to be there July 3rd. Which means somebody get me on a boat. Who in Tampa? Where are we going? Somebody tell me where we're going on 4th of July. I need to be on a boat. On a boat on the sea with a Michelob Ultra. Which isn't even something, by the way, I normally drink. It just felt right for being on a boat in Tampa. That just sort of conjured in my mind. I don't know why. It's because I'm a woman in my 30s, and it's like, that's what we drink now. And I don't even drink. By the way, I need to quit drinking. Which is such a weird thing to say after the sentence, I don't even drink. I just probably have said this before. Maybe I need to, like, hard quit. Because maybe then I won't keep making, because, hear me out. This is such an erratic
podcast that you're getting wild thought dumps. So if you aren't staying with me, I apologize. If you are staying with me, fuck yeah. Thank you for staying with me on this. I keep every couple weeks, someone's drinking, you know, a friend, let's grab a drink, a free glass of wine at a show, at a winery or whatever, you know, and I'll have one. And A, I'm so drunk from one, but also I feel like shit afterwards and I keep not learning. And then I'll just go not drink for a while. It's not like I'm sitting around going, I need a drink. And then every couple weeks I just slip up. No, I just go, ah, okay. It's like a fucking refusing to acknowledge the reality that, hey, you know what happens every time you do this is you feel like shit. And I wonder if because I don't have a problem, I don't feel the need to, you know, say I quit drinking. And maybe if I just decided to firmly quit, maybe I'd fucking slipping up. All that to say, I am going on a 2-week cruise with my family to Norway and Iceland, and probably not going to quit till after then. And let me tell you, am I going to feel better because I'm at sea drinking? No. But hey, maybe I can use feeling slightly off as an excuse to stay in bed and hide from them if I'm feeling overwhelmed. No, it's going to be fun. I'm very excited to see Iceland and Norway. My mom wants to go kayaking. I said I'd go kayaking with my mom. I went kayaking with her once in Utah in 2021. And that was before she had lung cancer. And again, I've mentioned this before. She stage one. She has COPD. She is okay. Tumor is shrinking after the treatment. Best case scenario. But I'm like, oh, we're going to be in a 2-person kayak. And I'm going to fucking have to do all the paddling. She's going to cut out because she can't go on anymore. And then it's just going to be me in a fjord screaming as my mom goes, well, get a grump swimming. Oh, God. I need, I'm going to do a lot of walking, both on the cruise and hopefully some hikes. Hikes, I'll be with, you know, my aunts are going to go try to do these excursions, but I'm definitely hitting the gym every day. So if you have good, I have songs from a playlist I made based on suggestions from you guys on Facebook once, but maybe audiobooks. Send me some new audiobook suggestions. I've got some in the pipeline. I'm on Air of Fire. For those of you who listened to the last season of Two Filthy Nerds, where we got really into the first book of A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas, and then never recorded again. Huzzah. Air of Fire is like the third or fourth in a different series of hers, which has been very, very good. But send me some suggestions. I need to walk more anyway. I feel like, I need to stop avoiding the gym, is the truth. Let me ask you guys this. Do any of you have good morning routines? And I'm not asking for the suggestion of what you do in the morning. I've heard all the things and I know it's, you know, everyone has their personal things at work. Is there anyone out there listening to this podcast, particularly anyone who listens regularly, because I assume maybe we ride the same wavelength more often than other people might, passerby listeners might. Although if you're still here as a passerby listener, I think you might be here. I think you're an idiot. I think you're stuck with us. Do any of you regularly do a morning routine, by which I mean, on more days than not, do you actually do your morning routine? Because I get so many Instagram things of women being like, here's what I do in my morning. I listen to too many of these go get 'em, you go girl podcasts trying to pump myself up with people going, every morning I just take an hour. There's 15 minutes of meditating. I make sure I move for 15 minutes, even if I'm just dancing. I just turn on Beyonce
every morning. I have... And I'm like, are they actually... Like, am I that much of an outlier that most people are doing a morning routine every morning and I'm just the nutty professor? I don't even know what that means. Absent-minded professor. I didn't mean, like, Eddie Murphy, nutty professor, but... Oh, no, Nate's trying to break in here. What do you want? He's sneaking in. And I'm just a nut job. Nate has his evening routine. That's what he's doing right now. I won't tell you what it is, but he gets real hungry afterwards. I'll tell you that.
Nader Nation, rise up.
Shut up. Wait, Nate, do you have a morning routine?
Yeah. It doesn't involve you. That's why it's peaceful.
And there you have it. Every morning, Nate wakes up early just to have a few moments of silence before I wake up. And immediately, I wake up at 100. And just today, it occurred to me, and I don't stay at 100. I crash. I ebb and flow. But today I had the thought of maybe I'm not supposed to do my morning routine in the morning. And that's really what I was trying to get to. Maybe I'm supposed to wake up and just ride that energy and get work done and create and let my brain flow and spiral out and come up with ideas and jump on these little tasks I need to get done while I'm feeling motivated and inspired. And then in the middle of the day, because I can make my own schedule, maybe what I'm supposed to do is, in the middle of the day, have a self-care routine. Is that a cop-out? I mean, it is a little. It's not supposed to be, but it's like, okay, I said that this morning and then never made it to the gym. I did go on a 30-minute walk with a weighted vest. Yeah, that's right. I fell for the ads. I got caught up in information from Mel Robbins and Mel Robbins adjacent types. I'm not even in premenopause, perimenopause. And these are menopausal women talking about specifically why it's great for menopausal women. But I thought, well, can't hurt to start early. I only got a 12-pound vest, which I read you're supposed to get 10% of your body weight. But then now, of course, YouTube's serving me videos of people being like, I did a weighted vest for 30 days and here's what to avoid. And they're doing like 30 pounds and they're certainly not 300-pound women. So I'm like, oh, did I puss out? All of this to say, if you have a routine, I don't know. I don't trust you. Don't look at me like that, Nate. Nate came back. No, I keep trying to have a routine, and I wonder if that's causing more stress than just going, yeah, you don't have a routine. Just make a list of things you want to get done today and be happy with it. And then on the list, include things that make you feel good, like moving your body, meditating and journaling. But maybe not having a routine is a routine.
Nope. That's nonsense.
Okay, Nate's in the background saying that's nonsense. But
not having a routine is a routine. Okay.
Shut up. Is anyone else?
Confucius say nonsense.
I mean, maybe it's nonsense, or maybe also you can't talk. Don't talk to me right now. No one can hear you.
They can all hear me.
No, they can't. I think maybe they can't, but maybe it's actually a little bit brilliant.
I'm streaming live. NaderNation.com is actually live right now.
NaderNation.com? Shut up. It's just one creepy guy jerking off to videos of you sucking on a pipe.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Nader Nation. Listen, anyways, I have to go.
No, you don't. You can stay.
Shut up. Nate just doesn't want me to come in while he's watching some dumb crime documentary.
Nader Nation, checking out, checking in, checking out.
Okay, goodbye, Nate. Something is wrong. I'm looking at the audio for this, and him standing 5 feet away and yelling was picked up the same as me talking directly into the microphone, and that cannot be good. Okay. I'm ADHD, and that's obvious. I don't have anything to say about it. I just meant that I was having a moment. And now, now I'm just secretly panicking, trying to pretend I'm staying focused to you guys, but looking at the audio and going, is the mic even working? Or is this just the computer's microphone picking this up and it's going to sound like a fucking Zoom call? Listen, I need two things from you guys. Three things from you guys. The question I said at the beginning of the episode. Answer that for me. Do you care? Do you want to hear me talk to alternative healers or non-alternative healing types for a season? Not forever, but it would be, you know, a handful of episodes, maybe a month, month and a half. And still do the solo episodes, which in the future they will have more of the news and stuff like that. I just felt like I needed to check in with you guys, and now I am absolutely rambling. Who's surprised? Nobody. That. Do you have a morning routine? And if so, did you ever struggle with it, and what helped you make the change? And if not, am I onto something with this? There's no routine in the morning, or is Nate right? And I'm just saying shit. And three. I don't remember what three was, so I'm just going to make it. Please don't forget to go to punchup.live/JMS. It was absolutely something else, and I have no recollection of what I was going to say. I should keep a list. Normally I have been before these, a little list on my phone of what I'm going to talk about. Today I thought I'd freeball it, and guess what? It's been a nightmare, probably for a lot of you. Do any of you wake up early enough just to avoid interacting with your partner who lives with you? Do you wake up and thank God that they are asleep and just go bask in the silence? I don't think this is what Nate does, but I picture him waking up and going to the couch, not on his phone, and that's why I say I don't think this is what he does, because I think he actually gets to work or gets to scrolling Instagram, gets on Reddit, etc. But I picture him just getting up and sitting there and just being in the silence and being like, God, this is great. Because what you guys are getting in this 30 minutes, 31 minutes, I sit down and think I have to turn it on. You know, I got to be on for the podcast. And certainly there are days where my energy is a little lackluster than other days. But this isn't an act. This is what I'm like. And he lives with this. Yikes. I feel good about it. I love myself. I'm just saying affirmations because I'm holding on by a thread. Go to Punch Up. Please join. Tell your friends about the special. If you think that if they're into the ramblings of a crazy woman, a woman who's losing her mind, you could send them over to the podcast too. That'd be great. I would love that. If you left a review for the podcast, if you haven't, that'd be great too. Let me know what you think about me. Maybe what an episode to go. Should I transition to only solo episodes? Because you're like, oh, maybe not. I have no idea what I've said, but if you're still here, thank you. Hope you're well. Come over to the Idiots Facebook group. Let me know how you're doing. I will see you out there. 1 week. 1 week until my comedy special. April 29th, Tuesday, April 29th on punchup.live. My very first hour special. Hi, y'all. I'm so excited about it. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. If you like to laugh, check it out. Tell a friend. I've just spent the last, I don't know how long, repeatedly plugging my things. I think I've done enough. I'm going to bed. Good night. Good morrow. Good God and a hot rod. Thanks for being patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots. Well, there you have it. That concludes this week's episode of Hey Idiots. I hope you learned something. I hope you laughed a little. Maybe you didn't learn anything. Maybe you're terrified, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have not already, please go leave a rating and a review. Share this episode with your friends because everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. You have something to say about a guest, if there was a guest. You have something to say about my nonsensical rants, if it was just me, or maybe my rants over a guest. Come over to the Facebook group. It's called Idiots. You can see it right there linked on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient with my ignorance. Keep asking questions. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others. And isn't that the point? See you soon, idiots.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.